I'm David Brancaccio. First, hiring much stronger than expected in the month just ended. The government data today find 300,000 jobs were added to payrolls. The unemployment rate fell slightly in March to 3.8%, but wages went up just 0.3%. Karen Petru is co-founder and managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Stronger hiring is a happy thing, unless maybe you're worried this could delay cuts in interest rates.
Good is definitely better than bad, but it is a little bit good, and inflation remains more than a little bit bad in that I think continues to translate not just into the Fed's predicament and the White House's political problem, but also into continuing challenges at the day-to-day level for most households.
All right. Not to sound Pollyanna, though, but we do also have in this data news that labor force participation, this is people coming in from the sidelines and getting jobs or starting to look for jobs, that went up, and that's good.
I really like that number in a lot of ways better because it really speaks to people feeling positive and that their wage compensation is going to make it worthwhile for them to get out of the house, essentially. I think that number is in some ways a lot more positive than the actual wage data per se. But we'll have to see how it holds. I mean, we're all still talking about a tenth of a percentage point here or there.
Karen Petru, she's at Federal Financial Analytics. Thank you so much for helping us with this.
Thanks, David. Always a pleasure.